All right, we'll make a wee start. I'd like to welcome everyone to the meeting. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are switched off or turned to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for a discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue, and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on any issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you are attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Instant messages should be kept to the following letters: Q for a question, C for a comment, P if you wish to propose, and S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Okay, so item one is introduction and apologies. I have apologies from Councillor O'Hare and Councillor Young. Was there any other apologies? Okay, Councillor Young. No? Okay. Item two, declarations of interest. Any declarations of interest?
No, Chair.
Item three is the action sheet of the Sustainability and Environment Committee meeting held on the 19th of November. So page 9, 10 and 11. Pages 9, 10 and 11 on the, yeah, is there any issues arising out of the action sheet?
Chair.
No. Could I get a proposer and a seconder there? Proposed by Councillor Rowan.
I'd like a second, but I just was going to ask for an update on the health forum arrangements. Has anything been finalised yet? But I'm happy to second the action sheets. Thank you.
We've no further update at this point. It'll be brought through back through in January to finalise date.
Thanks, Chair.
Thanks, Councillor Riley.
Yeah, Madam Chair, it was just on the bin collection issue and the arrangements that we have for Christmas, whatever. But I thought the bin collection in the Moorings area had very much improved. But just over the last 2 to 3 weeks, I've been getting a lot of complaints from Kilkeel, Cranfield, Longstone, Annalone. And it seems to be a pattern there that there's maybe 3 or 4 bins in a row missed. And I'm just wondering, is there new crews or a new driver on in that area? Because our bin staff have been always exceptionally good, very, very tidy, and they've been back where they picked it up. They've been very, very good, but I'm just a bit concerned that the service does seem to have slipped a bit over the last number of weeks, and I've been getting copied into emails of people complaining to our complaints department. So maybe if we could follow up on that, Madam Chair. Also on commercial bins, a couple of businesses have indicated to me that they weren't happy with the service that they were getting. They've actually transferred their business to the private sector. That's a loss of income to us. So could we even review what we're charging in the commercial sector to try and keep us as competitive as possible? Thank you, Madam Chair.
Yeah, thanks, Councillor Riley. Sinead's going to come in on that.
Yes, through the Chair, in relation to complaints in the areas that you've mentioned, we'll take that away and come back directly to you. I'm certainly not aware of significant complaints in that area, and certainly the message that I'm getting back is that collections are running quite well at the moment, but I will look into the matter that you've raised and come back outside of the meeting to you. We have preparations in place for Christmas collections, as discussed at the last meeting, and stickers are being placed on bins tomorrow and Friday to let people know about alternative collections for the two impacted days, which are the Thursday, which is Christmas Day, Friday of St Stephen's Day, and then the following Thursday of New Year's Day. And alternative collection dates are being placed on stickers on bins from tomorrow. So just any queries, just remind residents that the collection is due next week. In the Newry area, it's being brought forward to Saturday for Thursday's collections, and in the Downpatrick area, they're being brought forward to the Monday. So it's really important that residents are aware of that, and it is being publicised quite widely. So just wanted to, if members have any queries, just to remind residents of those alternative collection days. In relation to the commercial waste, commercial collections, we have issued waste, trying to think of it, the stickers. Yeah, the pricing schedule has remained as it was last year. It didn't increase in 25-26. But what we have done is all of our customers would have received trade waste stickers to place on their bins. So the crews are collecting bins from customers who paying customers. In terms of how we operate the service, it's cost recovery rather than profit making. So we're not out to make a profit in terms of how we operate the services. It is cost recovery.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair and Sinead. I think it's really good that we're putting the stickers in the bins. It's such a simple and practical way of letting people know their collection day. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Councillor Riley. Councillor Finn?
Yeah, thank you very much, Chair. It's just in relation to the notice of motion on street lighting that was brought on the 19th of March. I had raised that over the summer with officers and was due to get a written update, because I know that we were due to write to the department and also undertake an exercise ourselves. And I just wanted to flag that I'm yet to receive any response, and it's kind of coming up, I guess, nearly on a year. So just if there were any updates in relation to that work. Thank you.
Thank you. Connor's
going to
come in on that.
Yes, thanks. Apologies. Yes, I haven't come back to you, Councillor Finn, with a written update yet. We have had some engagement with the FI around it, so I'll revisit that and I'll come back to you in writing between now and the start of the new year. Is that okay?
Thanks, Connor. Okay, if everyone's happy, we'll move on to item 4. Which is nuclear free local authority membership fee for 2025-26, and Connor's taking this.
Thank you, Chair. The purpose of this report is to consider renewing payment of the 25-26 membership subscription to nuclear free local authorities. I'm taking the report as read, but just to note, the membership fee remains unchanged this year at £1,283. So the recommendations are to approve renewal of the annual subscription for membership for the NFLA to the value of £1,283. Thank you.
Thanks, Connor. Councillor Andrews?
Well, thanks very much, Chair. As I said, in relation to 2.3 in the report, councillors from Newry and Mourne and Down District Council have come back way back years, and even since this council was set up, I know that our councillors have attended meetings, etc., and played an active role in this organisation, so I'm happy enough that we do accept the recommendation on 3.1 and to approve the renewal of the subscription.
Thanks, Councillor Andrews. So you're happy to propose?
I'm happy to propose.
Did I get a seconder?
I'll second it, Madam Chair.
Thanks, Mr. Rooney.
Can I just say, Sinead has pointed out that there is value attached to this in that there is monitoring done for the presence of radioactivity over certain areas. I think that should be reassuring for the local community. So I'm happy to second it. Thanks.
Thanks,
Councillor
Riley.
Okay,
we'll move on.
Items 5 to 10 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. Information relating to financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the Council holding that information, and the public, may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. Could I get a proposer and a seconder to go into closed session, please? Proposed by Councillor Jackson and seconded by Councillor Hardy. Thank you. Okay, so whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 5, the business case, the cleaning of drains, interceptors and septic tanks. On the proposal of Councillor Larkin, seconded by Councillor Hardy, it was agreed to note the report and approve the associated business case as outlined in Appendix 1 of the officer's report. Item 6, the business case, electrical testing, maintenance and minor works. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Larkin, it was agreed to note the content of the report, approve the findings of the full economic appraisal as outlined in Appendix 1 of the officer's report. Item 7, business case winter gridding, was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Larkin, seconded by Councillor Rouen, to note the content of the report and approve the findings of the business case as outlined in Appendix 1 of the officer's report. Item 8, waste contracts, it was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Hardy, to approve the direct award contract extensions as detailed in Appendix 1 of the officer's report. Item 9, R21 Joint Committee Meeting, in committee minutes of Thursday the 30th of October, and Joint Committee Members' Monthly Bulletin held on the 2nd of December 2025. On the proposal of Councillor Jackson, seconded by Councillor Andrews, it was agreed to note the documents. Item 10, the action sheet from the S&E Working Group meeting of 19th of November 2025. On the proposal of Councillor Jackson, seconded by Councillor Andrews, it was agreed to note the documents. Apologies. So, item 7, the business case for winter gridding. It was also agreed on the proposal of Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor McGuinness, that Council write to DFI to ask for flexibility in gridding routes to deal with unexpected road issues and diversions. Thank you. Items 11 and 12 are for noting. Item 11 is the R21 Joint Committee meeting held on the 30th of October, and item 12 is the Northern Ireland Local Authority Collected Municipal Waste Management Statistics Annual Report for 2024-2025. If there are no comments or questions, I...
Just a brief comment on, yeah. On the R21, and I would like to pay tribute to Councillor Kate Murphy. I know Councillor Murphy had served on R21, and she's nice to have back, but I would like to thank Kate for her contributions and her work on R21, and to wish her all the best.
Yes, thank you, Councillor Andrews. Could I get a proposer and a seconder there for items 11 and 12? Proposed by Councillor Larkin and seconded by Councillor Riley. All right, folks, that concludes our meeting. So, happy Christmas, everybody, and have a good new year. All right, thank you.
Thanks, Kenna.
Thank you.